KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information. I'm Bill Radke. 6 months ago, the mayor of Portland tried a new idea to deal with that city's growing number of homeless people. Portland did not have enough shelter beds. So Mayor Charles Hales said, okay, if you need a place to sleep and you don't cause any trouble, you can camp on public land like parks or even sidewalks. You just have to take down your campsite every morning. Service providers liked the policy. Advocates who work with homeless people liked it. But yesterday, Mayor Hales reversed himself. Oregon Public Broadcasting reporter Amelia Templeton says the problem started when the policy went from allowing a night's sleep to allowing what appeared to be permanent camps.
And in a couple of places, specifically on one of the major bike paths that runs about 20 miles through Portland, you had hundreds of people, and you started to get some pretty serious problems. You had, in one case, a significant fire that started, you know, lots of people using small campfires all up and down this very dry area. You had a rise in assaults along the bike path, and also lots of reports of rape of homeless women, which is always a problem on the streets, but was purportedly an even more serious problem with this kind of big concentration of people.
So now the mayor says this policy of letting homeless people pitch a tent on public property, that's ending. Does that mean the policy was a failure?
Even the mayor himself acknowledged yesterday that the policy has, to a large extent, failed. He said it was confusing and it was unenforceable. I think one of the critical problems was that this was just a policy that the mayor himself announced. It wasn't backed by any sort of city council action. There wasn't any actual change in Portland's laws. And so while we had these guidelines in theory, the police didn't really have the ability to enforce them, and outreach workers who work with the homeless certainly didn't feel like they could tell people they needed to take down their tents. So it was sort of a policy that may not have had a lot of broad buy-in, and I think the mayor did really acknowledge that it has largely failed.
One reason Portland's mayor reversed his policy is that some Portland neighborhood associations and business groups had sued the city for letting this tent camping happen. On the other hand, Portland's reacting, Amelia, to some legal challenges from the other direction.
Yeah, we've seen this sort of very confusing course of events just playing out over the last 2 weeks. The mayor had announced a plan to clear this bike path that has probably 500 or 600 homeless campers on it. And almost immediately, legal advocates said that he would potentially be sued if he did that. And so they, you know, sort of negotiated an agreement to postpone that sweep. And then at the same time, you have Food Cart Pod, a couple of neighborhood associations, and Portland's major business lobby group suing the city because it's not enforcing its camping ban. And, you know, just yesterday, those groups announced that they would essentially hold off on moving that lawsuit forward now that the mayor has rescinded this policy. So cities are definitely walking this legal tightrope where increasingly advocates are going to the courts and saying it is not it's not fair. It's a violation of people's constitutional rights against cruel and unusual punishment to essentially criminalize homelessness if you don't have shelter space. And then on the flip side, you have business groups that are very willing to litigate this, too.
As you know, Seattle is dealing with homelessness here as we boom and get expensive. And what is the larger lesson for how we can help people without shelter?
You know, it's hard to draw a larger lesson from this. In some ways, this is a very frustrating situation because I think both Portland and Seattle are in the same position. They're cities that have comparatively little publicly financed housing, cities that rely on the private rental market to shelter homeless people and low-income people. You know, if you look at Portland's big strategy, or one of Portland's big strategies for moving people off the street, it's rental assistance. It's giving people money to get them back into private market rate housing. And in a couple of cities that have the fastest rising rents in the country, that does not seem like a plausible strategy for addressing, you know, particularly people who are homeless on the street who may also have addictions or mental illness and who are going to really struggle to stay housed. And so I don't know what the lesson is from this. I think perhaps the lesson is that you need more structure and you need more organization, even if you're just trying to do something like decriminalize homelessness and allow people to get a night's rest. There has to be the kind of support in place so that that doesn't turn into something that the public isn't willing to support.
That is Oregon Public Broadcasting's Amelia Templeton telling you about Portland's mayor killing a pilot program that allowed people to sleep on the street, sleep on sidewalks, sleep in parks without being disturbed by law enforcement. One of many approaches that cities like Portland and Seattle and San Francisco are trying out to deal with the homelessness crisis.